Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, October 21st, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. This week, your local council leaders attended the Fall 2011 regular meeting of the United Master Executive Council in Chicago. Your local council president, joined by the 13 other presidents from around the system, addressed the business of our union and the issues that are of importance to our flight attendant community. Daily summaries detailing each day's discussions are posted on our website. Elections were conducted on day two of the meeting to fill vacancies on MEC committees. We congratulate our newly elected MEC Central Schedule Committee Chairperson, Joellen Fullerton, MEC Hotel and Transportation Committee member Helen Morgan, and MEC System Board of Adjustment, Vaughn Moeller. We appreciate the members who ran for available positions, and we thank you for your willingness to serve AFA and your flying partners. At the MEC meeting this week, several voluntary programs were discussed that would reduce the current overage of flight attendants in a manner that will benefit the majority of flight attendants, including voluntary furlough, partnership, and an early out option combined with a voluntary crossover option. The United Master Executive Council fully discussed and debated the potential need to reduce the total number of flight attendants in 2012 per the company's manpower plan at this week's MEC meeting. It was determined the early out and voluntary crossover option programs offered in combination with one another could be included as any part of a tentative agreement reached as a result of expedited mediation. The overall desirability of these programs within the framework of a tentative agreement would be contingent on membership ratification. The negotiating committee and your local leaders who make up the United Master Executive Council are committed to a successful conclusion of the expedited mediation process with an agreement that protects jobs today and our careers in the future. Flight attendants and management know only such an agreement will pass a membership vote. Thursday, the United Master Executive Council unanimously adopted a resolution on early out and voluntary crossover option as part of expedited mediation. This resolution is available on our website. We understand members continue to experience problems and errors with their paychecks and associated pay documents. As United continues to work to find these problems, we understand you are looking for direction as to what steps to take if you encounter any issues with your paycheck. We recommend that you compare your current checks to any paychecks you received this year and prior to September 1st, 2011 cutover in order to verify the accuracy of deductions being taken from your paychecks from the various insurance, benefits, and other deductions. If you find that you still have errors after comparing your paychecks or are missing deductions, we advise you contact United Corporate Payroll at bb-payroll-care-center@united.com. We recognize wait times to speak to representatives in corporate payroll have been lengthy. In order to alleviate some of this frustration while at the same time creating a paper trail of your correspondence, we recommend that you use the email account the company has established to address these problems. Compare your DFAP or MTFR to your statement of earnings, your SOE. Be specific in your communication to payroll. To the extent you are able to identify any missing pay factor or error, list those to be addressed by the representative responding to your inquiry. We have been advised by the company that if you have any return check fees, NSF charges, etc., as a direct result of the new payroll system, you will need to send documentation into the company for reimbursement. You should send your request for reimbursement with documentation to support the request to Carrie Fleming and Treat, Manager, Payroll Services, that's WHQPZ, via co-mail. In response to AFA's advocacy, and as a consequence of these ongoing problems, United will extend until March 1, 2012, the trial period for us to receive both the electronic pay advice and paper pay advice. Initially, we had 60 days to opt out of receiving a paper pay stub following the introduction of MyPay information on Skynet. United has confirmed that they will provide specific instructions prior to the March 1st deadline for employees who want only paper stubs. If you are having difficulty navigating the new electronic format for our pay advice, statement of earnings, or past travel detail, please refer to the article we have posted on our website for assistance in accessing the new format of electronic advices on Skynet. If after trying to contact United Payroll you continue to encounter problems with your paycheck, please contact your local council for assistance. AFA and the company have agreed on a series of procedures to resolve the dispute in MEC 5-09, primarily affecting flight attendants at international domiciles who were transitioning from the reserve to lineholder status and who had requested PTO at the end of the schedule month. This settlement was referenced in the October 1st, 2011 edition of Onboard Updates, and additional, more detailed information will be available on our website early next week. Once you've had the opportunity to review this information, should you have any additional questions, please contact your local council office. Due to a new reservation system at Virgin America, all reciprocal cabin seat travel on Virgin America will be prohibited for the limited time period of October 28th through 31st, 2011. Yesterday, retired volunteer Jerry Butts recorded the latest edition of the AFA industry editorial. Dial 1-800-DEAR-AFA after entering your file number and choose option number 5. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.